The Hakey Lunda Winterfest celebration coming up here over the weekend, the fireworks and the whole bit, you all know it, but there's been an addition over the last couple of years, and a favorite of the program, George, is back.
Yeah, we
Well, you're becoming more and more a regular here with the Hakey Lunda thing, the geocaching, the health department, all this stuff. We just put them on payroll and have them in here every morning.
Yeah, I mean, we could just find out the latest about, you know, all kinds of Nagani things. And
lots of things happening and all the time in Marquette County.
And
that's why
health
we live here.
And all of that. So
George Sedlacek with us here this morning. Geocaching, a big part, and this has really turned out to be a lot of fun for people.
Yeah, this is our third annual. I remember the first year we started out with about 20 people, 10 below zero. I didn't know at the time how smart I was sending people out with a handheld GPS device they never used. And fortunately, I didn't lose them. Last year, we had close to 70 and probably have well over 100 with the nice weather that we're going to have this weekend. So a lot of people are interested in GPS devices. Almost everybody now has one in their car. That's kind of a Christmas present to us from our military. About 10 years ago, they turned over the military satellites, so now we can coordinate with these handheld devices or the devices in our car. And this geocaching is pretty popular. It's worldwide. For example, this event is on the World Wide Web. It's being promoted, and we do get people from all over the place coming to this geocache event. So it's very successful.
Now, let's break it down for those that are unaware of what we're talking about. Geocaching is what?
Well, when you're a kid, you played treasure hunt. You'd hide something out into the woods and maybe give a few clues. Well, what we give out are GPS coordinates, and people plug those into a handheld GPS device, and they follow the coordinates. And the coordinates will get them within literally feet of where we have this treasure hidden. And we have several prizes that are hidden out into the Nagani Old Town area. And it's a family event, and families are doing this. Kids love technology, and that's what they use, are these handheld GPS devices.
So you get together, and you give them what to go out on?
Beginning at noon for an hour, we actually instruct them how to use this. We have a nice cooperation with the Nagani Middle School students. I mean, the students know how to use
these
things.
Yeah, they're the ones that know what's going on.
And they're
yeah.
teaching adults, and Mr. Delpier's an excellent instructor. And so that's what we do first. We instruct them how to, and we have 18 of these units available so people can try them out. We put people in groups depending on how many people we have. About half the people have their own GPS units. Some people got them for Christmas and still don't have a clue how to run them. So they can come Sunday and we'll help them out with that too.
And then you give them, what, to say, here's some coordinates and go get them.
Yep, and then beginning at 1 o'clock, they get a list. They get a paper, they list out the five coordinates, and we send them out into the wilderness in the Nagani Old Town area. We put them pretty close to the Iron Ore Heritage Trail. So even if you don't have snowshoes or skis, you might have to go a few feet up to your waist in the snow out there, but not too far. We try to make it easy. It's not a death march by any means out there. We do have one bonus site this year, which we're only letting people who are experts and in pretty good shape, because the little clue is Cliff. So that might give you an idea of where that one might be located.
So how'd you get interested in this whole thing?
About 8 years ago, the health department started what we call the Marquette Active Living Task Force. And it's a loose-knit group of folks that are interested in promoting fitness here in Marquette County. Basically, at that time, only about a quarter of our residents did enough exercise that prevents heart disease. And so we were looking at trying to bring in some outside funding from state or federal sources and bring that those locally. And so actually, this geocache event was started by a little small mini grant from the state health department. And now it's just pretty much the Nagani Irontown group has taken it over in the last 3 years. And as I mentioned, it's a fitness event. We don't call it exercise, because when you say exercise, you think of the no pain.
It doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, no pain, no gain. And actually, you know, if you told your kid, well, you go out and do 60 minutes of exercise, how many kids would do it? You know, but you say, here's a handheld GPS device. Show me how to do it. Let's go out in the woods and have some fun on Sunday.